I'd like to share with you a dirty truth about most marketing campaigns. And this is true even from like A-list professional marketers, copywriters, folks who are putting out the best of the best marketing. Most campaigns are not big, gigantic winners out of the gate, even if that funnel is destined to become a blockbuster. It's not necessarily going to be a big win out of the gate. And if you give up at that moment, if you give up right after you've launched just because all the data is not working out in your favor, you could actually be missing out on that blockbuster. And the reason is the chance of that particular, all the choices that led up to that particular group of marketing creative elements that led to that campaign, that launch, the chance of that being your best performing is very low. And what you do next with that, what you do next with having a funnel that you've launched that is not performing as well as you want it to be, or that is performing as well as you want it to be, but could potentially be performing better, what you do next, it could make you a fortune. So that's what we're going to cover in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so you've launched your funnel, right? You've launched your funnel, and you've started sending traffic. Whether that's you've sent out a few emails to test it, or you are doing some initial paid traffic testing, you've launched the funnel, you're sending traffic, and you are collecting data. So all these users, all these people are coming and they're seeing the individual parts of your funnel. Maybe you've generated a few leads, you've generated a few sales, whatever the funnel is designed to do. You've launched the funnel and you are sending traffic. And as you collect that data, you realize, okay, maybe this either could be improved or, well, in all cases, it could be improved, right? So I've had this happen a few times in different client launches. Maybe in one case, there's low opt-ins on that initial page that people land on and they give their email address before they actually see the video sales letter. Or one has lower conversion at the cart or, you know, whatever it is, maybe the upsells are not doing super well, even though the rest of it is. In almost every launch, it's something. There's some element where you're not getting the total results that you could be getting. And so what you do is you go back, you analyze the data, and it's best to start at the top of the funnel where there is the most traffic. So the more traffic that you have, the easier it is to see if there is an issue, and then the easier it is to start testing. And if you have a problem at the initial steps of the funnel, but you try to test something in the shopping cart or upsells or something like that, oftentimes what you're dealing with is you don't have enough traffic. And so you need to test at the top of the funnel where there's the most traffic so you can afford to send more and more traffic into the test. So first, just analyze the data. Like, are you getting clicks? Are you getting conversion events? Even just, you know, what's the time on the page? If you have something like a long sales letter or a long VSL, looking at the viewer data, the time on page data, the video watch data, all of that stuff can be helpful because you want to know how engaged people are. And then you want to measure, you know, what are the individual conversion events? And by that, I don't just mean they pulled out their credit card and they gave you money, but, you know, did they click here? Did they, you know, did they enter their email address? What are all those individual conversion events? And where is the conversion rate lower than desired? Where is that conversion rate not, you know, not giving you whatever you're desiring as far as what that conversion rate could be? What's not working as well as you want it to work? You know, what can be improved? And again, we're starting at the top of the funnel because if you're able to, let's say, double your opt-ins on the same amount of traffic spend, so you go from having like a 10% conversion rate at the top of the funnel to a 20% conversion rate at the top of the funnel. If everything stays the same, for every dollar that you spend on marketing, your, you know, sending traffic into the top of that funnel, your revenue is going to double. And so you want to start at the top, where you have the most traffic, and find ways to optimize up there and start testing. Work your way through that funnel, top to bottom, just testing to improve results. And, you know, if there's one thing that I can give you as far as testing strategy, testing big changes that are immediately recognizable, like when somebody loads the page, or if it's a critically important element of the actual conversion, right? So for example, testing your offer can be great. Testing price can be great. Testing your guarantee can be great. But in general, with testing, you want to test big changes. So for example, in direct mail, oftentimes there will be a cover test. So, you know, if it's a Magalog or something, or an envelope test, where, you know, the first thing that somebody sees, so the most people actually see this, you test the outside first, as opposed to testing like page 10 on a 24-page Magalog, where much fewer people are seeing page 10. Well, if you can test the outside, if you can test the first impression that you're making, that's typically going to have the biggest, it's going to make the biggest difference. And then, and again, like testing big changes, big obvious changes. If somebody can tell this is different from that in the first, you know, 2 seconds, half a second in seeing it. So, you know, some big difference in headline, big difference in the picture that they see at the top of the page, big difference, whatever it is, test big differences, and just test to improve results. And then with your marketing funnel, like once you have conversions and economics working, then you can start to scale. Then you can start to spend some more traffic to it. So the big thing here is when you are launching a new funnel, when you're launching a new marketing campaign, when you're launching a new, you know, whatever it is, like it's very hard usually to have it come out of the gates and just do everything you want it to do. And even the best marketers that I know, you know, even when they get that, they say, oh, this is working really well. It must be something that could do even better. Or if it doesn't work very well, it's, well, you know, we know, we're confident that some things about this are good. So for example, maybe your data, like your economics are not as good as they could be, but you recognize that you have, again, like a really low conversion rate on the opt-in step. And so if you can boost the conversion rate on the opt-in step, then maybe your economics are going to go up, and it's going to support that kind of, you know, whatever you need it to do, right? So figure out what's not working as well as it could be and fix it through testing. Like, figure out what's going to create the numbers that you want and need in order to scale the funnel, in order to scale the campaign, and do that. And, you know, this, it seems to me, it's funny, because as I reach the end of the content that I wanted to cover in this video, to me this all seems super basic. But honestly, like, it's these fundamentals, these basic fundamentals of testing strategy that can make the difference between, oh, we launched it, we tried it, it kind of worked, it didn't work as well as we want, and like, oh my goodness, this thing is going gangbusters because we put a little bit more effort in, we put a little bit more testing in. And the more that you can kind of build this testing into your process, the more likely you are to get those really big winners, those funnels that are really able to scale. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below, on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable you found this and why. Also, what are your big takeaways? What are your action items? Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share this with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here also at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com to get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And if you want to go deeper on this topic, I do have a training called The Scientific Path to Increasing Profits. It's really about the, like, strategic thinking behind testing. And I'll include a link in the description with this episode to that Scientific Path to Increasing Profits training. It is part of the BTMS Insiders training library, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You pay one low monthly fee, you get unlimited streaming access to all my training there, including the Scientific Path to Increasing Profits. So I'll include a link in the description to that as well. Check out those links. And my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here. And honestly, like if you're running any serious traffic or you're working with clients to run any serious traffic to your marketing funnels, to your marketing campaigns, and you implement just like this one thing, it's going to, you know, this one lesson has the potential with the right client in the right situation or with the right marketers in the right situation to really be like a $1 million lesson, because you could end up with a funnel that is able to scale and generate $1 million in profits if you understand how to apply testing strategy. And that's it. That's what I have for you today. So thank you, and I'll catch you again in your next daily episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.